first and foremost, it's a USGA title. Didn't play a lot of amateur US. I played the US amateur. Obviously played the US Open a lot. I felt I challenged well in the US Open, had a lot of chances over the years. So it was nice to come back and win a USGA championship. It's nice to win the seniors. It was my first senior championship. And it was special because it was a major. Surprisingly, the US Senior Open, it's surprisingly like a major. It's a big, tough, difficult golf course. So when you turn up, I've been playing some Champions Tour events, and they're nice golf courses, they're country clubs. And all of a sudden, we got to the Saucon Valley, and it was like a big championship course, and, you know, tough conditions. It was actually, I know things have moved on in golf, but it was exactly like a major course of the early 2000s. So something I would have been very familiar with. When I turned up and saw the golf course, I loved it. I knew it was going to be a big challenge that week, and it suited my game. So it gave me a lot of confidence. During the actual tournament, there was many moments. We started out the first day, it was wet and tough. And I could see that the field was struggling, and that gave me some confidence that, you know, it was going to suit me. You had to hit it was really difficult. You had to hit the fairways to hit the greens because the rough was so heavy. So, yeah, there was a big advantage in the golf course, no doubt about it. I think individually, shots-wise, you know, I'd say the most important shot I hit was the 3-foot putt in the 72nd hole. It took that long to win it. And you never win a tournament, you know, until it's really over. And as I said, the final putt of the week was the most important one. It's nice that I get into US Open itself in LA Country Club, and that's going to be a big, strong golf course. Luckily, I've kept my physical side of my game very strong. So I don't give up anything to the young guys. So I'm able to compete physically. And the question is, can I compete mentally? You know, when you get older in the game, you have a lot of scar tissue, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on in all the players on the Champions Tour's head. So, you know, can I manage that? And what I found by being in contention quite a bit on the Champions Tour, it's given me, I don't know if it's given me the experience again, it's given me the love again, it's given me that sort of, I suppose, a bit of nearly intrigue to, you know, handling the pressure again and you know, focusing on the mental side. So I actually do believe that I can get my mental game to a level that it has been at in the past, and I do believe I can challenge in the US Open. I'm not going there just to be part of it or even just to make the cut. I believe physically I'm good enough, and mentally I've turned the corner. I'm a lot stronger mentally than even this time last year when I won the US Seniors. I've been gradually improving. So yeah, there's I feel good about it, and I don't feel like I need to get lucky to win a major championship. I feel like I can play my own game and win it, so that's a good place to be. Obviously, going to the US Senior Open, that's a different stress, because you go in there as favourites. You go in there, you know, I should be in contention on Sunday afternoon. Like, there's no reason for me not to be in contention. But that brings its own levels of stress and pressure that you have to do everything, not right, but you've got to get your preparation and things pretty close to right to put yourself in that position.